Bulldozers flatten what is left of Holly Beach, once a prosperous tourist town in the southern state of Louisiana. Hurricane Rita's 185-kilometer-per-hour winds and 3-meter-high storm surge erased virtually everything in this town. This used to be a fish market and a house that commercial fisherman Carlton Delino owned for 33 years.
This time, I knew it was going to be a good one. I've been on the water for all my life. I kind of figured it was going to be a bad one. I salvaged all my crab pots and all my boats. I pointed out to Holly Beach. I said, look at it for the last time. It's gone. And I was right. It wiped it out.
Delino built a second home further inland near the Sabine National Wildlife Refuge, a 50,000-hectare wetland and habitat for waterfowl, migrating birds, and reptiles.
Most of my junk is on that property. My house, I had a 40-foot cooler. I just feel bad that it's sitting up there. And no way to retrieve it.
Sabine National Wildlife Refuge spokeswoman Diane Borden-Biot says the refuge contributed to the local economy with 300,000 visitors annually. But now it has been drastically transformed by Hurricane Rita.
You had marshlands that were ripped apart. You have open water areas. We have debris containing people's homes, lives, and industry particles like big 1,000-gallon tanks from the oil industry, and every conceivable household product from people's homes along the coast.
Debris from the town and nearby oil refineries was scattered across 13,000 hectares of marsh grass and open water, making the wetlands look more like a garbage dump. Grasses usually green in the spring were turned a dull, lifeless brown when the hurricane caused salt water to flow into the marsh. Refuge biologist Roy Walter says hazardous materials are a serious threat to the ecosystem and wildlife. Thousands of containers of oil, gasoline, propane, chlorine, and bleach are part of the toxic stew slowly sinking into the marsh.
As you know, a lot of these areas are loaded with salt water. And, of course, when you have a lot of metal containers and it mixes with salt, you throw in time and then those containers deteriorate that much faster. And so we want to get them out as quickly as we can so we can prevent a lot of these toxic materials going out into the habitat itself.
Sabine's cleanup cost estimates range from $10 to $50 million. A bill authorizing $132 million to restore 66 storm-damaged refuges in 8 states is slowly moving through the U.S. Congress. But with the 2006 hurricane season less than a month away, Borden-Biot worries about lost time. She says wetland repair is more critical than ever. Marshes nurture plants and wildlife and are natural barriers that can soften the impact of the next storm. Amy Katz, VOA News.